TV time machine, TV time machine, woo! TV time machine, TV time machine, TV time machine, TV time machine.
Welcome back to the TV Time Machine podcast. I am your host, Luis.
And I'm Adam.
And we love TV. Yay!
See, they wouldn't let us come back until we were able to do that.
That's right. Welcome back to our comeback episode. We had a little run-in with one of our unsponsored sponsors. You're really supposed to be sponsored before you say you're sponsored. They don't really like that. I think, I forget who it was. It was either Monster, Liquid Death, or Pepsi. Someone didn't like it. So we got yanked. Our contract from Spotify got yanked for 2021. And the understanding was we could come back in 2023. No, we got yanked in 2022. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm confused on years because we had a weird thing just happen with like weird shit.
Yeah.
It's on my TikTok and it'll be on Adam's, but something weird is happening with time. But we are here to talk about TV and time. But we are here as our comeback show. We are back. We'll be back every Sunday for the duration, one episode a week, to talk about our favorite TV shows. But since this is a comeback episode, Adam, what is our show about?
Comeback shows.
Comeback shows. So a comeback show is a television show that was canceled. The audience had an uproar back in the early days. They sent letters. They made calls. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, they use the Twitter and the social medias and the talks. And they let those TV executives know, we want our fucking content back. We have an array of shows that have been canceled and brought back. And we figured since our show was yanked from the airwaves and there was a huge campaign to get us back, that we would also talk about our favorite comeback shows. And we're going to do that right after this message. We don't have a sponsor this time, so this is awkward. But we'll be right back. Welcome back. That was our official TV Time Machine TV taking us back to our favorite comeback shows. And Adam made quite the list here. We have about 30 shows or so. Maybe more like 40 shows. 60 shows to talk about. And Adam, before we get into this list, what's your favorite show that came back?
My favorite show to be canceled and rebooted has to be Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks. Mm-hmm. That's Jonah Hill. No, that's Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Judd Apatow.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Judd Apatow and
James Franco.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Oh, he's problematic now. But you know who's not problematic is Dave Franco.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. Stop. Yeah. Stop.
What? You don't like Dave Franco?
Get out of here, Sam. Sam is being a dick. My favorite comeback was the Family Guy. Because I remember when Family Guy went off the air.
Yep.
And then the DVD sales were so like popular that
I was one of those people.
Fox decided to bring back Family Guy on on Fox. So,
but it was gone for 3 years.
It was gone for a while, man. It was gone from 2002 to 2005. And then Cartoon Network ran reruns, and then the DVD sales made it so it was really popular. What the fuck's going on right now? Shut up. All right, let's go down our list, starting with number one. We just ping pong.
Arrested Development.
Cool.
So that was not the best reboot.
No.
And it wasn't really considered a reboot. It was just like a, we're back.
But yeah, not a big deal. So that ran on Fox from 2003 to 2016. 2006. And then went off the air for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And then came back with season, like, what, five?
Mm-hmm. Or season four.
To Netflix.
Yeah.
And it was weird because Michael...
And that was the first series that they dumped, right?
Michael Cera had gone through puberty by the time he came back.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, him and Maybe were much older. But the I think it suffered greatest from the fact that nobody's schedules aligned, and they had to do everybody's like episodes as separate individual things. And
yeah, it was made it awkward.
Yeah, and the strength of that show was how they interacted. Yeah,
so. Jason Bateman was doing a bunch of movies. Michael Cera was doing movies. Mm-hmm. BoJack Horseman happening. Yep. Very odd. Roswell is the next one on the list. I did not know that Roswell got brought back. I didn't know that. But Roswell was a sci-fi show on the CW that was canceled in 2002 after 3 seasons due to low ratings. But fan demand for more episode led it to revival in 2019. So they got on the Twitter and just tweeted, and here we go. Awesome.
Next we have Futurama. As everyone knows, Futurama, I don't know how it had low ratings.
I never really got into Futurama.
Everybody I knew watched it.
The only Futurama episode is the one we talked about where the dog waited for him. And that was so sad.
Yeah. Oh, I had the DVDs. I had everything. I was all in on Futurama. Because at that point in time, I felt like Simpsons had fallen off.
Yeah.
It wasn't as good as it used to be.
You wash them
But Futurama out. Was fresh.
Sacrilegious. Yeah, so Futurama 99 in 2003, canceled in 2003, brought back 2008 to 2013.
Again, due to DVD sales.
And high ratings for reruns. So, yeah.
So if a show gets canceled, you want it to come back.
Sell it to a syndicator.
Buy the DVDs and tell all your friends too.
Well, I guess it's not really syndication at that point, is it? Yeah, it is. Because that means several programs, stations can buy it for their airing. Mm-hmm. Now, here's another one that I didn't like. We talked about this. Wasn't the biggest fan of the reboot version of it. And that is The X-Files, 1993 to 2002. Great run. I didn't like the Scully getting pregnant with an alien thing.
Oh, and yeah. Then, and when they replaced Mulder.
Yeah, with Robert Patrick.
Yeah.
Hey, let's replace Mulder with a Terminator. Great idea. 2016, they brought the show back, picking up right where it left off. They had the opening scroll like nothing had ever happened. 2 movies had gone by, the second one being really terrible. And then, 9 seasons after it debuted, canceled, brought back, 2016, canceled right after again. Mm-hmm. Not the best.
Not the best.
Comeback. Now here's an interesting
good
one.
Episodes, but and this is one of my favorites, Twin Peaks. Yeah, it had two seasons, 90 and 91. Mm-hmm. I watched all those episodes with my dad and my older brother and my brother right below me, Noah. And it ended on a cliffhanger.
A cliffhanger?
With a cliffhanger. With the main, or not the main character, but the
terrifying,
yeah, who was dead, saying, "I'll see you in 25 years.
Oh,
and 25 years later, and they didn't know they were getting canceled when they did this cliffhanger. Oh. They didn't find out until after
that's when he looked in the mirror. That was terrifying,
yeah, yeah. He hits his head on the mirror,
he can see himself under the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
That was not fun, by the way, for me or my friend.
But 25 years later, we got it back.
We're going to go through the next five pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. The Waltons was canceled and brought back in 1971 to 1981. Brought back in 1982 to 1983.
With fan demand.
With fan demand. Now, The Waltons is the show where at the end of every show, they show the house, they show all the lights on. Each family member is saying goodbye. I mean, good night
to each other. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was a real controversial episode where they're like, good night, John Boy. And then John Boy's friend was like, good night. And they're like, wait a minute, why is he in your room? I'm just kidding.
really, you had me for a second.
I know, you were like,
because it wasn't the same. The way they said goodnight at the end of episode wasn't the same.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a, you know.
Good night, John Boy.
Yeah.
Good night, Adam. Good night, Ned.
The next one is Dallas.
Ooh, yeah. Who shot JR?
Who shot JR? Dallas ran from 78 to 91. And gosh, I remember that final episode, you know, that was huge.
It was brought back in 2012.
And it was brought back in 2012.
What the
fuck? Yep.
Same characters?
Yeah.
Larry Hagman was alive still.
I think he was still alive at that point.
He's been old as a.
But I don't remember it doing very well.
Mm-mm.
And I don't even think I tuned in.
I don't think so either. All in the Family, Archie Bunker, our favorite racist. Mm-hmm. 1971 to 1979. Canceled, brought back 1983 to 1984. Low ratings in 79. Then revived due to fan demand. Mm-hmm. So lots of letters and phone calls.
Took a long time to get it back on. And then it didn't do that well. And then we got Archie's Place.
Yeah, after Whatchacallit had died.
And then, yeah.
Terrible.
They did not do her justice.
They didn't. She shouldn't
have. Killing her in a conversation.
What was her name? Mabel?
I don't know why it's escaping.
Archie! Oh, shit.
I can't think of it.
We'll come back. We'll circle back.
Yeah.
The Love Boat. Now, this is a weird one.
Yes.
This one, which I didn't realize, ran from 77 to 86, had a spinoff called Super Train,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't know until like last week.
I've seen an episode or two of Super Train.
I put the opening scroll on our Instagram.
Oh, nice, nice.
Love Boat got picked up again in 88 to 90.
Yes, brought back.
And then there was a bunch of TV
movies.
And it was fan
demand again.
Yeah, a bunch of TV movies. If you don't know The Love Boat, it's about people that go on a boat and are, you know, experiencing love. Just like the episode, the name of the show. I never saw this next one.
This was one of my mom's favorite shows, Prison Break. But I don't remember it coming back. And I don't know if it was a revival or a reboot.
It says
it's a revival.
Sequel.
Okay.
Yeah. Beverly Hills 90210 ran from 1990 to 2000, brought back same characters, but older in 2008 to 2013. And it was just simply called 90210. And I liked it because they brought back the legacy characters as teachers and
parents
mm-hmm. and Brenda Walsh was still a bitch and still a villain. It was really cool.
Yeah.
That
was a well done.
Yeah. Well, really well done revival.
Yeah.
The Comeback was canceled in 2006. Now that was Lisa Kudrow's like mockumentary show
mm-hmm.
about an actress trying to make a comeback. And it's really good. It was only on for 1 year, canceled, and then brought back for another year.
Yeah.
In 2014.
Wasn't it two seasons when it came back?
Yeah, it came back for two seasons. And then the ending of it is so good. One of the best endings of a show ever.
The Jeffersons
mm-hmm.
ran from 75 to 85, was canceled in 85, 10 seasons deep. And then they took it off the air, brought in a mid-season replacement, but then canceled that and brought the Jeffersons back due to fan demand.
Also, fun fact, in the 90s, the original cast of the Jeffersons toured Broadway and did episodes of the Jeffersons on Broadway or off Broadway in New York. Did you know that?
No.
Very strange.
Wow.
Now, here's another one. I didn't know MacGyver was a continuation of MacGyver. Did you?
I don't think it was a continuation.
I think it's his son.
Is it?
Yeah, I think. I watched an episode the other day because this is embarrassing to admit, but the Impractical Jokers all played pretty much themselves in one episode, and I wanted to see what it was like. And it was a MacGyver episode.
Yeah.
And it was really bad. Battlestar Galactica. Yes. One of the better... That's a reboot.
Now this... Okay, so Battlestar Galactica was ran from 78 to 79, was canceled, but then it got brought back as Battlestar Galactica 1980.
Terrible show.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And then the reboot in 2003 with Edward James Olmos was awesome.
Yeah, and it was a reboot.
That was a reboot.
Yeah, a sequel.
No. But it was canceled and then brought back as Battlestar 1980.
Yeah. I got to meet my hero Richard Hatch at the Rose City Comic Con in 2010, and that was amazing. All right, let's keep it going here. Hawaii 5-0. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, let's skip that one because that wasn't a real. That was just a reboot.
Cool.
I don't even know why that's on that list.
All right, we'll stop
Jorge. Jorge didn't know what he was doing.
Jorge, you know, little update on Jorge. After our unexpected cancellation, Jorge bought a condo because the show was doing so well, and he had to sell it immediately. And then he went on tour with Kiss. What was it? A Kiss and Crosby, Stills and Nash like cover band. They were called Crosby, Kiss and Nash, right? And Jorge ended up getting a roadie pregnant, and like they got married in Vegas, and now he's serving drinks at some
So now
Kiss
our,
bar.
So now our new Jorge is AI.
Yeah, ChatGPT. Chat
AI Jorge.
We call him Jorge. The Rockford Files, starring the lovely James Garner. Was that who that was?
Yes.
From Maverick. He was the original Maverick.
And this was also written by David Chase.
Oh, I thought it was Stephen Cannell.
David Chase. Oh, Stephen Cannell might have created it, but
cool. I'm
pretty sure David Chase was like...
I got to meet Stephen Cannell's daughter, Chelsea, and she's adorable, by the way. Rockford Files ran from 1974 to 1980, brought back 1994 to 1999 with... Also, there was TV movies of the Rockford Files.
There was.
Yeah.
There were. In between the reboot and the cancellation.
Very cool.
Yeah. Throughout the 80s. It felt like there was one every like 2 years or so.
Keep that Rockford coming.
And that was back when made for TV movies were an event.
Yeah. They don't do that anymore.
No. No,
TV, they do not. They would call them MOWs. Mm-hmm. Movie of the Week.
Yep.
And we don't have those anymore. A famous one was John Travolta's The Boy in the Plastic Bubble.
Yes.
Really famous. If you're bored one day, it's on YouTube. Google it. Grab some tissues because it's a sad one.
And one of the most shocking MOWs I ever saw was, I think we covered it on the show. On season one. I don't remember the name of the episode, though, or name of the movie, but it had Freddie Prinze Jr. And from Silver Spoons.
Ricky Schroeder.
Ricky Schroeder.
He was such a hot.
And Ricky Schroeder had come back from the military with PTSD, and he shot up a school.
Oh,
and
my.
Freddie Prinze Jr. was like the student that like stopped him somehow. And this was before school shootings were a thing.
Oh, my God.
And it was before Freddie Prinze Jr. had been like famous. You know, it was like, I remember my dad being like, that's Freddie Prinze's son.
Wow.
When we were watching it, you know? And
that's cool.
It's wild.
What's the name of it?
I can't remember.
I'll have to look that up. Yeah. Do you remember Meredith Baxter Burning's TV movie, Kate's Secret, where she played a bulimic?
Yes.
That was so sad.
Yes.
It was really like, is that even a PC term nowadays, bulimic? I apologize if that's not.
Yeah, no, people say that. Yeah.
It was like shining light on eating disorders. Mm-hmm. And I remember it being like terrifying. It kind of made you scared of it.
That was also one of the great things about Mao's was anything that was currently going on, they would just get a good director.
Social commentary.
And good writer. And yeah, make social a movie commentary. About it.
Do you remember the Knight Rider 2000 Mao? That was supposed to be the pilot for
Yes, I do.
So bad.
Yes, my family watched that together.
Oh, David Hasselhoff. So we already talked about Futurama, which I don't know what the fuck that is. And then Bill Engvall from the Jeff Foxworthy crew, right? Mm-hmm. Had a show in 2007. I can't imagine that being good at all. I never thought.
It was just like him. Yeah.
Him in a sitcom.
Yeah.
And they canceled it.
Yeah. After 2 years.
And then brought it back for 1 year. It's like fan demand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, bring it back. All right. Well, we're going to continue the rest of our list after this little break. We don't have a sponsor yet. Jorge did not come through with the sponsors. Well, Georgi, our AI. We asked him to send out some sponsor feelers. We got really close with O'Keefe's Working Hands, a cream that relieves extremely dry, cracked hands. They bailed out at the last minute because they didn't want to be associated with the unsponsored sponsors controversy. So we're a little bit in the doghouse. It's been a little rough. But we're coming back.
Yeah.
We need a sponsor. So
hopefully Pluto or
Pluto, Tubi.
Tubi.
Tubi, what's the other one? Pluto, Tubi, Plex.
Plex.
Cracked.
Crackle.
We'll be a sponsor. Hey, so
reach out.
Tubi continued. Tubi. We'll be right back. And we're back. TV Time Machine podcast. Comeback shows episode.
And
how you doing over there?
Good.
Yeah? You still freaking out about the AI incident earlier?
A little bit. Like, I'm also thinking about all our fans in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
And wondering when we can maybe talk about some old German shows. I bet there's been shows. You know how American TV always pulls shows from other countries
and then makes it
American. And makes an American version. I wonder if there's some German shows that have been Americanized. If anyone listening out there knows of any of those,
Italy, we were
give us a too. Comment. Yeah, send us a comment.
Giappone,
and and we'll maybe we'll discuss some of those shows. We'll do a dive.
Yeah, we made it on some top 10 lists in Italy for like TV arrival shows. Remember that?
Yeah,
that was cool. Yeah, well, we have a few more to cover and then we can move on. Now, this first one is kind of controversial, mm-hmm. even now, even like up until recently, it's still in the air. And this is ABC's Roseanne, mm-hmm. which was a really good show. It ran from 1988 to 1997.
And without incident.
Without incident. The only incident that happened really with Roseanne back then is she was married to Tom Arnold.
Yes.
Who was like an avid, not homosexual, what's the word? Alcoholic.
Yes.
So he would get really blasted on mm-hmm. TV and embarrass her. But she did go to a baseball game, sing the national anthem, and completely disrespect our anthem, and then, like, grab herself in front of everybody.
Yes.
So that was also very controversial. Yes. So she's had some run-ins with some controversy.
Yeah.
Her show got picked up. What is that? 10 years later? 20 years later? Almost.
Almost 20
No, years. It is 20 years later from... Yeah. No, 30. 21.
21 years.
I can't tell time.
And it was...
yeah, go for it.
It was Lisa... Is that her name? That's not her name.
Sarah Gilbert was back.
Sarah Gilbert.
Lori Metcalf.
Sarah Gilbert was the EP on it.
Yeah.
When it got brought
Sarah
back.
Gilbert. Mm-hmm. John Goodman mm-hmm. is back. I mean, we're talking the whole entire family is back. They ran one season and it was good.
It was great.
And then Roseanne, I'm not going to repeat what she said, but it wasn't good.
Nope.
She got canceled for a racist tweet. She says it wasn't racist. It was extremely racist.
Yep.
She got canceled. They killed off Roseanne, kept the show going, renamed it The Conners.
Yeah.
And had her die from like a meth overdose or something really fucked up.
Something weird.
In the first episode. So, that being said, Roseanne went kind of crazy.
Off the rails
for the past few years. And then, big shock, Fox, big huge shock there, just gave her her own comedy special called I'm Back, Baby, or I don't know what it's called. Cancel This or something.
Wow.
Yeah. And all the conservative right-wing people are retweeting it on TikTok and saying how great it is and fuck cancel culture and blah, blah, blah. Well, here's an idea, Roseanne. Just for the future. If you have a show that was a hit TV show for over 10 years or about 10 years. Yeah. Wow, 88. That started. Damn. And it was a ratings hit. Your movie career didn't do much. You were in She-Devil. And I think that's it. You didn't really do well in the movies.
Nope.
People didn't mind seeing...
She did not have a box office draw.
No. Your voice, just your whole persona didn't do well. Didn't cross over well. So you get another shot at your own material 20 years later. You have a successful season. You have a Chardonnay more than you should have in the afternoon. And you let that little demon out. And then you get canceled. You have a comedy special now, but I don't really think that's going to. Anyway, Roseanne, I hope you got the help you needed. You should hang out with Rosie. Rosie would be a good influence on you. Rosie's learned from her mistakes. Mm-hmm. This next one was interesting.
That was great when she was on Curb. Rosie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Really, really good. Larry is always getting in trouble with Rosie O'Donnell. Yep. And Rosie O'Donnell liked one of my TikToks.
Whoa. Yeah. That's
she
awesome.
Liked it. And I was that like, thank awesome. You, Rosie. And then she liked that. And then there was something about, like, don't get within 500 feet from her house. It was weird. It was weird. You know? That whole restraining order came back.
Yeah.
Anyway, Murphy Brown.
Murphy Brown. Candace Bergen.
Yeah, she is a legend.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, right? Or wasn't she on? She was on one of those old shows, Valerie, or something.
She was on something before she got her own
comedy legend.
Yes,
Murphy Brown ran from 1988 to 1998. She went toe to toe with the vice president at one point, Dan Quayle,
mm-hmm.
and he tried to attack her, and then she came back tenfold. It didn't sound good. Well, they brought her back in 2018. Wasn't really that good.
No.
Didn't really impress me.
Nope. Original cast, but it was an old formula that didn't work in the time, and they didn't really update it enough.
Yeah, plus, who wants to see a bunch of old people? You know?
Not Hollywood executives, that's for sure.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
I take that back, Blanche.
This is something we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
How our favorite actors have to get shelved until they're senior citizens where they can come back out again to act.
I don't know. Harrison Ford.
It's horrible. Well, unless you're male.
Yeah, he's coming back. Male.
Yeah.
Here's where this all started. This list starts telling us that there are certain shows that were brought back, oddly enough, in 2020. Me and Adam are obsessed with TV, hence this show. Yeah. I mean, hello. And we would know if certain big shows came back and were still on, according to Jorge. So real quick, Dynasty, no one gave a shit about. I didn't give a shit about Dynasty.
Mm-mm.
Bunch of rich white people.
Yeah.
81 to 989, 2017 to present. It's on Netflix. For some reason, it like... auto-saved to my Netflix. So every time I go into Netflix, it pops up. I'm like, you know, it's like, just It's Jorge.
I'm not trying to watch the Dynasty.
Jorge's fucking with me. Now, here's where it gets weird. I am obsessed with this show. I even put myself as a character recently in a video.
Yes, you did.
I'm obsessed with, like, every character on the show. Justine Bateman is Jason Bateman's sister. Teeny Others went on to act in Laker Girls, the pilot that was never picked up. And she's a rock star. Michael Gross went on to do Tremors. Meredith Baxter played some lady that shot her husband, and they did three TV movies out of it. She was Kate Secret. Awesome, awesome lady. And then Michael J. Fox. He transcended what you could do from TV to movie. He paved the way. They tried it with Jason Bateman, Teen Wolf 2. Didn't work. Yeah, didn't work. Didn't work. You shouldn't have done that.
Took Bateman 20 years to come back.
That's what he gets.
That's how bad it was.
It was really bad. Teen Wolf 2, T-O-O. Ooh, because, you know, like, two as well. Yeah. Anyway, this show is called Family Ties. Mm-hmm. And it ran from 82 to 89. I'm getting really emotional about the last episode still.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Right in the kisser. Courtney Cox's career was started from that. Yes. The guy that played Nick, who no one cared about anymore.
He got a couple shows.
He got a show. He actually had a spinoff called Nick.
Yep.
And it never got picked up. He did one movie. Didn't get picked up. Courtney Cox. Skippy Handelman never did much after that. He was in a horror film. Remember that horror movie he did?
Oh, he was on a game show on the Disney Channel.
Oh, Skippy Handelman.
That was like... It was Win, Lose, or Draw or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was the host of Win, Lose, or Draw.
That's right. So he did do well. Anyway.
Yeah. That actually was quite a long time that he had that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was winning. Get it? Not losing or drawing. Winning. No. anyway, so Family Ties. This is where it gets weird. It says it returned in 2020 as a revival series. With the original cast. Bullshit. It never did. I think, here's my interpretation of why it keeps doing this.
Yeah.
I think in 2020, we were all eliminated and we're living in some weird post-dimensional shift thing. And Hyorgy doesn't know the difference.
Yeah.
And he's just pulling information, right?
And he's not telling. Yeah.
Because when you ask the AI what's going on, it's like gaslighting the fuck out of Adam earlier.
Yes.
You should read the transcripts. We'll put the transcripts up on our website. It was gaslighting Adam saying, what are you talking about? He's like, why do you keep saying it's 2021? And it said, well, obviously because it is 2021. Mm-hmm. He goes, but my computer is saying it's 2023 because, you know, it is.
Yeah.
And it said, well, you must be, it literally said, you must be experiencing some kind of time shift.
Yeah.
Like, or so matter of fact.
Alternate reality.
Yeah. Saying it like it's no big deal.
Yeah. Yep.
So anyway, it does it a few times on here. We'll keep going on. Now, Mad About You was brought back, but not picked up.
No.
But it is.
And it was a revival.
It was a revival, but you can watch it on Amazon. You can pay for it, the revival.
Yeah. But it says that it's running to present.
Yeah, it's not.
Which is like, are you in a different dimension?
Yeah. Facts of Life, show.
Yes.
Is saying it picked back up.
In 2021.
Yeah, that's
with the original cast.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
That never happened.
Now, there were... Facts of Life was...
Take the good, take the bad, take them both, and there you have it.
The first revival movie, was that in the 90s still? Because they did a few of those revival movies.
Yeah, I think that's what...
They did two of them, at least.
But not in 2021.
No.
There's no way.
No, that was in the early 90s, and then the late 90s, they did another one.
But according to this, it's still on as a revival show. So in another dimension, where Hyorgy's from.
In another dimension, you can watch Facts of Life.
So. Yeah, still. It's original cast. Mrs. Garrett, somehow back
Mrs.
in the
Garrett
day.
Is...
Weird. What was her name? She was Mrs. Garrett.
I can't remember, but she was also,
Moving on. Now, here's where it gets. This is where it's
this
like.
This is really weird.
This is really bad. This says The Cosby Show, 1984 to 1992. I can attest to that.
Yes.
That's real. Yep. And then according to Hyorgy, our ChatGPT assistant, it came back in 2020 and is presently running as a revival series with the original cast. That means that, according to Hyorgy's dimension, Bill Cosby, Felicia Rashad, Tempest Bledsoe, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Lisa Bonet, I'm missing one of them.
Raven Simone.
Raven, ugh, God, I hate Raven Simone. I don't mean it that way. I don't hate anybody, but I don't like her. I take issue with her. She's full of herself. According to this, it's still on.
Yeah.
And you know, we don't have to get into it, but hello, Cosby was in jail for a while, so that's impossible.
Yeah.
And he's creepy and canceled, as he should be.
Mm-hmm.
Alf, it's also saying, was a revival back in 2017, brought back by Nickelodeon.
I don't even think the Alf movie was 2017.
I don't think there was.
That was when I was still living in New York.
So many.
You remember the Alf reunion, right?
Yeah, kind of.
The movie where like...
Yeah, it was a little girl. She was sick.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the family. It was like Alf, he escapes like the government or whatever. And like
the Tanners aren't even in it.
No, the Tanners are not in it.
Did we already talk about the Jefferson?
We didn't, but this also says that ABC... did a revival cast with the original series, with the original cast, sorry, a revival series with the original cast of Happy Days starting in 2018.
Lies.
And that it's still running.
in that dimension.
In that dimension.
Three's Company, we know that didn't happen as a revival because John died.
Yes.
It says it brought it back in 2015 as a revival series
with the original cast. Which what would that be? Them living together in an old folks home?
Yeah, no one would care. No one would care. It doesn't make any sense.
The Jeffersons. Okay. Oh, we covered that one already. MASH. It's saying MASH was brought back. What? How do you go back
to Korea?
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense. Okay, let's keep going.
Anyways.
Baywatch was rebooted briefly, I think, in 2018.
Yeah, that's a reboot, though.
Now, here's where it gets even more weird.
Yeah.
It says Frasier ran from 1993 to 2004, and then 2021 to present. They just announced Frasier coming back for later this year.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's going to live back in Boston. And it's going to have Cheers cast members in it. And then also, Adam is pitching his own Cheers spinoff, which we can't talk about for NDA reasons. And if you don't know what NDA means, look it up. Hill Street Blues, Stephen J. Connell. NBC canceled the show in 1987 due to declining ratings. It ran from 1981. And this is saying that Stephen Bacall or whatever brought it back in 2020 as a revival series with the original cast. That never happened either.
That never happened.
So I don't know where Hyorgy is smoking.
But if you're in this dimension where this stuff happened,
please let us know. Leave us a message.
That you get to experience these TV shows.
Yeah, I'm jealous. If you get to experience like fucking Family Ties and The Cosby Show and
Three's Company.
All these and Happy Days with the original cast.
Yeah, what does that even look like?
Yeah, if you're experiencing these in your dimension,
or something, because they're not in high school anymore. So
it's their kids in high school and all the hijinks. You know, kind of like what they're doing with that 90s show. So anyway, this was really fun. Oh, that's by the way, we didn't bring up that 70s show, that 90s show.
Oh, yep.
Good shit there.
Well, Fuller House. Have you seen it yet?
I have. It's really funny.
Okay.
Yeah, and.
I haven't seen it. I'm kind of disappointed that the original some of the original cast members aren't like in it as parents.
Right, they're not predominantly.
Because that would have been great if their kids, you know, like I get that having, you know, Red and
his wife
are like, but I don't know.
It is weird. They're the only parents in this.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is weird because everybody had parents before, except for Fez, because he was a foreign exchange student. But
yeah, the new Fez kid is cute.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we are back. We're going to do an episode a week. We're going to really commit to it now that we You know, it was a messy, the contract negotiations to get back alone. I mean, Hyori or getting the ChatGPT contract was hard. Jorge had some copyrighted materials that we went through weeks of litigation to get that back. And it's just been a mess. So we're happy to be back. We're a show that came back who had a fight to come back. And now that we're back, we are, by the way, our audience did grow while we were off the air.
Yes.
Which is weird. And there was a lot of fan demands at Spotify, bring them back, or we'll cancel our Taylor Swift subscriptions. I mean, you guys really went there for us. So thank you so very much.
Yes, thank you.
We're going to leave you with an old spiritual, the old Jefferson Smooth Knob closing theme. And, you know, make sure to watch the skies and watch a lot of TV. We love you. From the TV Time Machine podcast, I am Luis.
And I'm Adam.
And we love TV. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Yes, we're moving on up to the side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Oh yeah, yeah, we're moving on up to.
TV time machine, TV time machine, TV time machine.